We all know the famous Christmas verses. We see them on greeting cards every year. But have you ever noticed that tucked between the verses about people seeing a great light and the verses about the wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace, there's a gritty, powerful promise about shattering the yoke that burdens us? If you're feeling worn out, defeated, or ready to give up today, this message is for you. During this season, when we focus on the baby in the manger, I don't want you to miss seeing the warrior who fights for your freedom. I'm about to show you the promise tucked inside Isaiah 9 that you can declare all year long. Jesus came to shatter yokes and lift burdens. Today, as we look at Isaiah's prophecy about the birth of Jesus, we're going to home in on the overlooked verses that guarantee us freedom. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I am glad you're here. I hope you're ready to settle in for a beautiful passage from the Old Testament. Too often, we skip over the gritty part, but not today. Listen as I read Isaiah 9, 2 through 7 from the International Version. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. As I read through this familiar Christmas passage recently, I was drawn to the less quoted promise in verse 4. It's literally sandwiched between sets of verses we sing in carols. We usually skip from the people walking in darkness part to the unto us a child is born part. But I believe, especially in these times, that God wants us to hold on to the promise that Jesus came to earth to increase our joy, shatter the yoke that burdens us, and free us from the rod of the oppressor. In light of that fact, I'd like us to make this declaration over our lives right now. Jesus came to shatter yokes and lift burdens. The freedom Isaiah prophesied about isn't something that you have to wait for. In Matthew 5:17, Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." Did you know that there are three times as many prophecies about Jesus' second coming than his first? I think that's why many Jews expected a warrior king to overthrow Rome immediately. But Jesus never took the place of Caesar as the king of the Jews. And yet, Isaiah's prophecy gives us a promise we can declare over our lives today. Jesus came to shatter yokes and lift burdens. Here's the good news. You don't have to wait until he returns in glory to get that weight off your chest. The prophecy says that the yoke has already shattered. Jesus already lifted the burden. Isaiah 9 holds a present tense offer for your spirit right here, right now. My friend, the first point that I'd like for you to take away from this Christmas message is this: freedom in Christ is available now. Jesus was born in a manger like a pauper, and he died on a cross like a criminal. The circumstances of his birth and death were prophesied. However, the prophecies of his second coming as a warrior who would conquer, rule, and reign overshadowed the ones pointing to his humble birth in Bethlehem. Isaiah prophesied that a child would be born to us who would rule with fairness and justice from David's throne. But Jesus didn't take a throne here on earth. Hours before his violent death, Jesus looked in the face of Pilate and said, "My kingdom is not of this world." Jesus is King of Kings, and like it says in the Hallelujah chorus, he shall reign forever and ever. My friend, you don't have to wait until the second coming to be set free from all that oppresses you. And that leads to my second takeaway. But first, if this message has encouraged you so far, I would be so grateful if you would click or tap the like button. And please subscribe if you haven't already. I would love for us to keep growing together, and your engagement really does help me reach more people with the encouragement I offer. Okay, now for my second point. Peace in chaos is available now. Jesus said his kingdom is not of this world, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't rule and reign. Jesus brings peace even when your circumstances look like war. We often want God to change our external circumstances, to fix the finances, fix the relationship, fix the job. But the yoke that Isaiah talks about almost always breaks internally first. With Jesus as your Lord, as your King, you can walk in freedom this very moment, regardless of what is happening around you. The boots of the warrior Isaiah mentioned might still be stomping around outside, but inside, you have the Prince of Peace. Jesus came to shatter yokes and lift burdens. Oh, somebody needs to declare that with me. Jesus came to shatter yokes and lift burdens. Are you ready for Jesus to do that for you? Ready for freedom in Christ and peace in chaos? Well, here's the path according to Isaiah 9, 2 through 7. First, see the light. Acknowledge Christ as the light of the world, our Savior, King. Second, rejoice in the light, give thanks, and praise God for sending us his Son, born in a manger, to die on a cross for our sins. And third, yield to the light. Allow Jesus to rule and reign in your heart. You can invite Jesus to bring light into your darkness even now. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this season, that you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, to come into this world, again, to enter into the body of a weak human as God and live a perfect life so that he could die on the cross and bear the weight of our sin, purchase for us that freedom that we long for. And so, God, I pray for anyone who is listening right now who doesn't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, that they would simply say, "God, I need you. Thank you for sending Jesus. I ask that you would forgive me of my sins and come into my heart. Be my Savior and my Lord." And for those of us, Lord God, who do follow Jesus, who love you and serve you, God, I pray that we would remember again that we have seen a great light and we have reasons to rejoice and be thankful because of all that you have already done to break the rod of the oppressor, You have given us everything we need to live and walk in victory. And so, Father, I pray that we would focus on that right now, what we have. Not just eternal life one day or when you return victory, but Lord God, we can walk with peace in chaos. The Bible says that if we keep our eyes on you, you will keep us in peace. And so we ask for that now, today, in the midst of whatever it is we're going through, because it's a promise that you made and that you keep. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank you so much for hanging out with me today. And if this message has resonated with you, please share it with a friend who needs to know that Jesus came to shatter yokes and lift burdens. You could really be a source of encouragement to someone who is walking in darkness. A great video for you to watch next holds a promise for the new year. It's called Three Things God Wants You to Know About the Future. And you can click the link that you're going to see right over there. Your tongue has power. Use it for good.